This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. People in the oil and gas industry are among those who will be watching the president's State of the Union speech this week for signs Donald Trump will embrace what's called the border adjustment tax, a means to raise money when goods cross the border. Marketplace sustainability reporter Jed Kim has more on how a plan with fans among some House Republicans might play out for the fossil fuel crowd.
How energy companies feel about the proposals depends on what they do. Keeping companies from deducting the costs from imports could help U.S. drillers by making their oil more competitive, but a lot of refiners import their crude and could pay more.
The impacts on the oil industry are really quite mixed.
Jason Bordoff researches energy policy at Columbia University. He says there'll be trickle-down effects.
The impacts on consumers are going to be that people pay higher energy prices in the first instance, but over time could see those prices come back down.
As the dollar strengthens and world markets respond, the adjustment also means revenue from exports won't get taxed anymore. The uncertainty companies face is increased because of the broader implications of what the change means ideologically. Michael Weber is with the Energy Institute at UT Austin.
We're seeing the Republican Party moving away from free market principles, which puts tension on the oil and gas industry where they're not sure where they need to line up on this.
In energy, as in other sectors, companies are still trying to figure out how major changes in federal policy will affect their bottom line. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.